rest was like a declaration of independence in Spanish, listing the freedoms that the country would now enjoy. All citizens are free to express their opinions, to vote for the candidate of their choice, to receive an education. I felt like I was reading something George Washington might have written, only it was typed instead of handwritten, and thought up by my papi and his friends instead of by a bunch of white-wigged colonial men. Mommy also worries a lot about Mundin. Now that he's 15, he won't be treated as a minor if the SIM start rounding people up. Mommy has had several discussions with papi about sending Mundin to New York to my grandparents, but papi reasons with her that there is no way Mundin will be granted permission after Lucinda never returned when her visa expired. And such a request might tip off the SIM that something big is about to happen. Children, tonight an early supper, Mommy is saying as if Mundin and I are 6 and 9 instead of 12 and 15. Then off to your rooms. I'm going with Papi, Mundin announces, pulling himself up straight as if he is 21 instead of 15.
¿Usted está loco?
Mommy asks him, are you crazy? She's using the formal usted, as she always does when she's angry with us.
Mundo,
she calls to my father, who has gone ahead into the living room and is greeting all the men. Papi comes back out and Mommy explains what Mundin is proposing. Papi puts his hands on Mundin's shoulders. All he has to say is, if anything should happen to me, for Mundin to bow his head obediently.
Okay, there's a lot going on right now, so let's make sure we didn't miss anything. First of all, Mr. Washburn has moved away from the compound. His bosses in the United States government have ordered him to stop hanging out with Dominican dissidents, so Anita and her family will no longer have his protection. Then there's the big event Anita keeps wondering about. She hasn't quite figured it out yet, but I'm sure the big thing that's going to happen is the murder of El Jefe. Then there's that paper Anita found in the trash. It was sort of a declaration of independence telling what the Dominican Republic will be like when the people are free of the dictator. And finally, there's Anita's brother Mundin. He is now involved in the plot to kill El Jefe, and Mommy wants to send him to New York where the SIM can't get him. But Papi says Mundin would never be allowed to go because Lucinda didn't come home when she was supposed to. Her visa to visit the States ran out, but she stayed in New York anyway. Let's read on. We're near the bottom of page 96 where it says, after a spaghetti supper.
After a spaghetti supper that none of us can eat, Mommy, Mundin, and I go into Mommy and Papi's bedroom to listen to the radio.